Download! Hello, everybody. It's the Doyo Download. Yeah! And while those listening to the podcast, the ones that download the podcast and don't listen live, you're not here for the pre-show, and what happens is I tell everybody that you got to be quiet during the show because I run the audio for the intro and nobody can hear it. But I finally tested the software that can bring the audio in, so soon, I hope, I can use the bot that will allow everybody to hear the intro live, and I'll be able to do that live so that everybody can hear the intro then. So then we can all talk during the intro if that's what we want to do, or, you know, beforehand or whatever. So I'm DJ, or Suijin, or Suigyokure, and I am flying solo unless the wonderful Inizaru wants to join me, who just popped in. Hello, Inizaru. Looking like he's going to be quiet as he's typing. I just started, so you're not missing anything. I am all by myself today. I don't know where Asabariki is. I don't know where Marawashi is. I haven't heard from or seen from Ankaga in a while, so Inizaru is sorry for ruining everybody's hopes and dreams. But hopefully, Inizaru, you loved last week's podcast title and loved the episode in general. So for those that have been living under a rock and still listen to the show, the Basho has started. And I suppose while I am loading that up, because I did not get to load the master sheet up. And as you all have guessed, I am still drowning in work. I will load that up. But first, here is your tidbit for my next Rikishi, because I said last week was the last Doyo Download where I would not drop any more tidbits. So, you all know that my Rikishi is a woman, and you all know that she is from Ukraine. And Marawashi, hello. You are now speakable, if you so choose to be. You can also remain quiet if you'd like to be, though. Oh, my. Let's see. Hiraki, you can also talk if you'd like. You can talk if you want to, but you really don't have to yet. Anyway. Hello, Hiraki.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Doyo Download. Anyway, back to my Rikishi. You know that she is a woman, and she is from the Ukraine. Her name is Yaroslava Koval. This is Ukrainian, a name as I can come up with. And I am revealing her shikona as being Genbu. And Genbu is the mythological black tortoise. So, there you go. Let's see, who just popped in? Kaikaryu, Kaikaryu is gone. Kaikaryu, if you would like to speak, you have that ability. Everybody that's here now can talk if they want. So, Genbu is my next Rikishi. Surprise! So, on to our Basho. So, I'm seeing from what we have out that we probably only have the first Torikumi released, or maybe that is the second that just got released. No, that's the first block is the only, so 4 days have been released. That's how out of it I am. So, looking at things starting, why did it jump all the way up? Starting in Makushita, it is solidly Chiyo Kitao in first with 4 wins, no losses. Although Shinkai Fuji has 3 wins and no losses, as does Tsujiryu, 3 wins and no losses. So if they both win their next bout, they will be tied for first, which will be a three-way tie. And Kumono Fuji, at 2 wins and 1 loss, is in third, although there is still plenty of bouts to be had. I am wondering about the coloring here. I am going to assume, and maybe Inazaru can fill me in, that the names that are in a yellowish gold are those the ones that are Kyujo? There's Asabariki. Hello, Asabariki. You are speakable, by the way. Yellow sits out, red are Intai. Okay, so in Makushita, Chiyonokaze, Kiyo Takashita, Kuroumi, and Kumo are all Kyujo, and Murashio is Intai. We move up to Juryo. We have 1 leader, Maeyama, with 4 wins and no losses. We have Daizan, who's listed as 3 wins and no losses, in second. And then we have a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-way tie for third. I'll spare you the names, but only, let's see, only one of them, no, yeah, only one of them has 0 losses, and that's Inkai Tori, who could join them if they win their next 2 bouts. So that's quite a race. Quite a race. Nobody in Juryo is Intai or Kyujo, so that is wonderful. Moving up to Makauchi. We have 1 Intai, Sokudoryu, at Megashira 1 West, and 3 Kyujo, Aobataki, Kazetora, and Ryunoshin. And leading the pack, according to the sheet, is 4-0 Chubanoumi. We have three, si four, five, six sitting at second place. Tenoyama, 3-1. Nishitora, 3-1. Sajumoto, 3-1. Tetsuan, 2-1. Tochinokuma, 3-0. And Kitsune Fuji, 3-0. I'm not sure how the sheet is determining that because Tetsuan is listed with a silver, so it's second place, whereas other 2-1s are listed as in third place. So I'm confused about that. We have a lack of Yokozuna and, I'm sorry, Marawashi. I totally missed you up there at 3-1. Are one of our 2 Ozeki. And it looks like our Sanyaku is doing fairly well, except for Akagi and Akaibashi having some struggles there, but plenty of time to turn it around. And is there anybody having a killer Basho down below? Tochinokuma and Chubanoumi, of course. So that's a good early preview. I should look at the chat now. Let's see. Genbu, yes, rolls off the tongue. You can add it to the Road of Shikonozuna. Yeah. So I chose Genbu, Inazaru. I chose that 1 year after Suijin had existed, so I knew that my next Rikishi was going to be named Genbu. As soon as, roughly as soon as Suijin was either in or on the cusp of joining Makuuchi. So that was pretty sweet. Let's see here. And it seems like you've had Inazaru on your mind as well for a while. Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. So, I mean, I kept with the nautical theme as it is a tortoise. And it was short. And this time I decided not to end it with an N. I wanted to end it with a vowel. And I like the black tortoise because now she is slow and methodical like a tortoise, but deadly like the snake, which is the tail of the black tortoise. So watch out, everybody. Genbu is here to party. I have to cough. Yeah. So this is quite a week. We've got no real Basho stuff going on, although I do want to address the weirdness that is the Ichi-Nojo saga going on. If he won the Basho when he was living alone, but then they brought him back in to the stable to live, and we see how he performs after that. So, but I was led to believe that that was because he started drinking again. So that's really weird. But I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, it's he's a very large man. So, I mean, that's a very odd situation to have to deal with. As far as Guess the Banzai goes, my personal Guess the Banzai has been entered into the record. It's the earliest I've ever done it, and it's because I wanted to get it out of the way. Because, like the last two or three Banzais, this one's going to be a mess, and I just don't know how to make it any better. So it's just going to go in and, that's how that's going to be. I do want to give a shout out to, God, who was it that did really well? Was it Tetsuba? I mean, Asabariki, who's using Tetsuba on the Guess the Banzai. You were like the fifth on the list or third on the list for the last one, something like that, which was hella good as your first shot. Yeah, not sure. Yeah, not sure of seeing much of Ichi-Nojo soon. Yeah. Asabariki, you got third place. Yeah, that's pretty good. And the question is, can you do it again? But yeah, I don't think Ichi-Nojo is going to be around very long. And oh, I did. Oh, Senshi. I did as well at the Senshi. Is Senshi one of ours? I should vamp while I'm waiting for the answer. I was going to say I watched a video on Senshi, but I'm thinking of Shishi, who I just watched a video about, and that is a different person. Yeah. So I don't know what system what you use, but the system I use obviously doesn't work, so I'm going to have to figure something else out. Sumo Spiffy, one of ours. Okay, so Senshi is one of ours, yeah. I briefly confused them with the Shishi. Like I said, that's on me. But I mean, real Shikona, our Shikona, my Shikona. My Shikona. I think he got called into a meeting with the JSA after the Basho ended that only lasted like 30 minutes. That was day 14, I want to say. Or 13. I mean, it was right towards the end because I don't think they thought they were going to get him on day 15. And they might have had another one after the Basho also. But yeah, it might be the beginning of the end, which will allow somebody else up into Makauchi that probably needs to be up there. Although there's a bunch of Juryo people that are just like churning at the top that keep coming up and then, you know, popping back down. Tokushoryu, who won the Basho in January of last year, I don't think he's going to be up in Makauchi anymore as he just dropped down to Makushita, which is weird and or neat. Brief stint, you pop up, you win the Emperor's Cup, and then you fall back into Juryo and then fall back into Makushita. What are my thoughts on Kagayaki's success? Fluke. Terrible. Kagayaki will, once again, he'll get to, let's say, oh man, where did I put him? I don't know where I put him. He's going to get, so next Basho, he is not going to get a Kachikashi. He is going to Makakashi. The Basho after that, he is going to Makakashi again. He'll still probably be in Makauchi after that. He'll Makakashi again, and then he'll fall to Juryo, and we'll once again be seeing Kagayaki just sucking it up down in Juryo. Yeah, I think we're going to see quite a turnover in Juryo in this next year because it's there's a lot of guys that have been there for quite a while, and we've got a lot of big names that have been touted for quite some time that are definitely going to be replacing mainstays because, I mean, how long can they all hang out? The thing that I'm going to be interested in seeing is Asano Yama, who is our former Ozeki, who did not win the Makushita Yusho. I believe he came out with 6-1 again. He's in Juryo this time. Is it going to be a struggle for him to get back into Makauchi? Or is he going to vault through Juryo to get back into Makauchi no problem, and then is he going to struggle in Makauchi? Because I had anticipated him being like Abi, Ryuden, you know, just flying through and coming back up. But as soon as he lost one in Makushita the first time, I knew there was going to be an issue. And then he lost one this last time. And now I'm wondering if he's even going to be... I don't think he's going to get back to Ozeki, at least not any time next year. So I don't think Asanayama's the Rikishi I thought he was. So there's going to be that issue. I do have a prediction, though. I think that Hoshoryu will be in Ozeki before the end of next year. If Wakataka Kagi gets his ducks in a row, we have a shot at him coming back, or him going up into Ozeki. And then we'll have, Sekiwaki, other people becoming Sekiwaki, fighting to get into Ozeki. It's probably not going to be Mitake Yumi, who was the, shortest Ozeki I can remember. I do not believe, or at least I'm hoping we don't, see Shodai bounce right back up. I honestly believe he is going to fail to get 10 wins. I see 8 wins at best this next Basho. for him, and that's that's basically where he should sit. I mean, he's not Ozeki material. Yes, he was at Ozeki for a while, but he's not Ozeki material. So, no. I'm also, I don't know that Taka Keisho is going to make Yokozuna without a Yusho in January. I mean, January specifically. Because if he doesn't do it in January, he just did a Jun Yusho. If he doesn't get a Yusho in January, if he does another Jun Yusho, I guess he can do it again in March. But he's going to need to do a Yusho right after a Jun Yusho. Otherwise, I think he's just going to keep floundering until he gets the Yusho right after a Jun Yusho. So there's going to be that. Marawashi, let's go back to Inazaru. Hakuho has been speaking very highly of Asanoyama. I mean, he can speak highly of him all he wants, but, I mean, if he keeps dropping ones to scrubs, then, I mean, as an Ozeki, as a former Ozeki, you should be decimating your opponents, absolutely just laying waste to them, and you're losing to guys in the lower divisions. I mean, he should have been in Makuuchi right now, but he spent an extra basho in Makushita that he didn't need to. He should have won the Makushita basho. He should have won the tournament last time, and if he didn't get promoted, he should have definitely won it this time. Been mid Juryo this next upcoming one, and then taken out the Yusho and Juryo, no problem. And then at least being high enough to be considered to go back into Makuuchi, if not already having been in the talks for going into Makuuchi next time. So that's where I expected Asanoyama to be, but he wasn't. Who do I think is Ozeki material in Road to Yokozuna? Oh, that is not the question I thought it was going to be. Okumizu, that's a slam dunk right there. Now I'm only going to talk about people who are not currently Ozeki, because I mean, if you're an Ozeki, you're an Ozeki. So Okumizu, easy peasy. I think Daihono, he's definitely can get back in there. Teneyama, I believe, is one who should be an Ozeki before he sees his way out. I've seen Nishitora climbing enough over time to believe that they are Ozeki material. And I don't want anybody to feel terrible about me not saying their name right off the bat, but I mean, I just don't want to load the thing up with names, but with Sajimoto's recent streak of being super winning, I also think Sajimoto at this point should be Ozeki material. So, I mean, those are the immediate ones that I can see right off the bat. But it's there's still a lot of basho for people to impress me with. Yes, Inazaru is also Ozeki material. Thank you, Inazaru, for nominating yourself. Let's see. Teru Nofuji only had 2 to 5 undefeated Bashos out of the salaried ranks on his way back after his timeout, so I feel like it isn't necessary. A sign of everything. Well, it's not, but, I mean, Teru's got the size, and... Wait, didn't I Didn't I say Inazaru? Yeah, Taro's got the size, and it's like I didn't expect him to go to Yokozuna, but it's like he hit a wave at the right time and just became an unstoppable beast. So when I discovered that you could watch entire tournaments on the internet, Taro no Fuji was the Ozeki. What was an Ozeki before his big knee injury and plummet down the ranks? So, I mean, I saw him while he was up near the top. So when he came back up, I didn't expect a whole lot from him. I mean, I expected him to get back to Ozeki. But as he got near the top there, it was just an explosion of destruction coming from him. So it was different. I just don't see that in Asanoyama unless he starts just Juryo Yusho, and then just comes into Makauchi and starts winning cups. So, I mean, unless he does the same thing, I just don't see the same thing at Asanoyama. He's not that he wasn't that way the first time, and he just doesn't look the same way this time either. What do I think of the new Baya mechanic so far? Well, stay tuned. I like the fact that people are already embracing the new ones. And I don't know. I haven't announced where Genbu's going, so like I said, stay tuned. Inazaro? No, I didn't say Inazaro. Ooh, it's Inazaru. I apologize if you heard Inazaro. I might call you Zoro, Inazoro, like, but I wouldn't do that either. Sorry, wouldn't do that. Shame, shame. Everybody knows my name. I'm Suigyo Kire, soon to be Genbu. I'm gonna leave my Shikona as is, until I start submitting my Rikishi, which I will submit. Yeah, the recording will show. I will start submitting my Rikishi. Let's see, probably the week before Christmas, or maybe the week of Christmas. So here's a neat little tidbit. I have hip arthritis. It's not hip surgery bad, but I can get arthroscopic surgery to remove some of the crap on my hip joint. So I have opted to go into that direction, but to alleviate some of the pain, I will be getting a fluoroscopic hip injection to alleviate some of it. So they're going to pump me through some chemicals to make my hip joint more visible in an X-ray, and then they're going to inject steroids directly into my hip, which I think will be the second time that's happened. In any case, I won't be able to walk for a few days after that. So where I was going to have to walk, or where I was going to have to work the Saturday before Christmas, which is my long weekend, I'm now getting the injection the Friday before, which is my day off. I will be able to work on Saturday, so I'll get that day off. I will now get Christmas off, and because the holiday for us is now the 26th, because that's how the post office does it, it's the day after for some reason, I'll also get the 26th off. And if I can walk, I'll be back to work on the 27th. If not, I'll also have the 27th off and then go back to work on the 28th, because I don't remember how long it took me to get back to walking last time it happened. So I may also submit my Rikishi that weekend to be ready in January for the big push for the Basho, depending on when this Basho ends and when the next one begins, because I want to be in the first Basho of 2023. Inazaru. Inazaru had a shoulder arthroscopy a few years ago. Yeah. I mean, I could probably use something in the shoulders too. Both of my shoulders are just messed up bad. Yeah, my hips are terrible. My hips are terrible. My shoulders are terrible. It's just none of it's good. But yeah, I only need 11-ish more years and I can retire. I can retire. Am I going to retire in 11 years? We'll see. But there's that. For those that weren't here when I started the show, I will say it again. I have tested the app that I downloaded that will allow me to play the theme music, the intro and the outro, so that everybody here that's watching or listening live can hear it while I'm playing it, so that everything can be done through Discord, which would be great. I need to talk to Hanabusa, because that's basically the person that's running Discord. Inazaru and Okumizu, I suppose I could do that too. The app requires a Discord bot, which I created per its instructions. And the Discord bot literally exists for the purpose of allowing it to join the channel so that I can pump the music through it. It has no other functions, because I don't know how to make a bot. And if it didn't give me the instructions on how to make that bot, I wouldn't have been able to make that bot, which is weird, I guess. But yeah, so the bot exists. And I tested it out last night with my role-playing group, and they could hear it. They said it was really loud, but I'm worried that it's not going to be really loud on this recording, because it wasn't super loud for me. So there's that. But I'd like to, you know, bring it in here so that everybody can hear the theme music and we don't have to do any weird editing or set up stuff or whatever. I can just hit record, run the system, and we can all talk and hear everything all at the same time. And then I can even have a soundboard, because that program also does that too. I can just make everything work. Wouldn't that be great, everybody? Smiles for everybody that can't see my face, because while I am displaying video, I don't record the video. At least not yet. That could be for a future thing. Yeah, I got a smile out of Kaikaru. But my wife is very sick today. She's been sick for the last 4 days, so I need to go make her some soup, and I need to get to work on making some product for her, because even though she's sick, I am not, which I still find amazing, because normally when one of us gets sick, the other one gets sick shortly thereafter. This is 4 days later, and I don't even have a sniffle of what she's got, so this is great. So, if you want to find this podcast, you can, of course, go to the official RTY podcast channel and just click the links that I constantly post in there. But if you want to subscribe to the feed, it is at emeraldspector.com. Spector is spelled T-E-R, because that's the way you spell it. You can also email me, emeraldspector.com@gmail.com. I do check those emails, because they come to my phone. I check email all the time. If you want to ping me on the Discord, you can ping me at suigyokure, SuigyoKurei, or suijin, which still works, SuijIn. Pretty soon you'll be able to tag me at Genbu, GENBU, which is my Shikona. My Shikona. Where was I? Oh. And I do mention the Twitter normally. I'm going to stop mentioning the Twitter, because I'm really starting to think that Twitter's not going to be used by me in the future, because it's starting to get yucky there, like very yucky. So I'm not going to mention the Twitter at the moment. Maybe that'll change in the future, but we'll see. I want to thank everybody who's watching for joining me. I understand, people don't want to talk all the time, but that's how it works. And I swear at some point these shows will get longer again. It's just terrible for the Christmas season, and I need to keep them tighter than 1 hour, especially when I'm by myself, because I don't have anybody to bounce things back and forth between. But, things happen. So I want to once again thank everybody who joined me, but I also want to thank everybody who downloads this podcast and listens to it. I like to see the numbers climb up there, and that shows me that people are checking this out, and I love to see when a new person jumps in and downloads the newest one and then goes back and listens to a bunch of the old ones, because that lets me know that this is all worth it. And at some point in time, rather than just doing roundtables or random up-to-date podcasts, I will continue back to the interviews and the, secrets of the trade type episodes again to keep, I don't know, interesting topics coming in now and then. But for those that are in the channel here, you will not hear the music, but when I'm done dancing, you'll know. And I'll tell you we're all off. So join us next week for the Doyo Download.